Good morning. I'm glad to be with you here. It's a Sunday after New Year's. I think Chinese people are very fortunate to celebrate New Year's twice every year. So we get twice as old. That's why I'm such an old man now. Because I've lived so many years in China, so I always double my age.
I wonder whether
some of you ever seen a cartoon in a paper or in a magazine.
你们有没有在报纸上或者杂志上看到一幅这个卡通画?
And in this cartoon, you have a stage.
在这幅画里面有一个舞台.
And on the right side, there comes a little baby bouncing in.
从右边有一个婴孩 跳着上来.
And the baby is freshly diapered and wearing a big tall top hat.
那个婴孩刚刚换过纸尿裤, 然后头上戴着一顶高帽子.
And over the shoulders there is a strip that says Happy New Year.
然后他的肩上披着一个缎带, 上面写着新年快乐.
And that of course is to represent the new year coming in, a year of great hope and joy.
当然这就代表着新的一年有新的喜, 盼望, and then 新的喜乐.
And then that picture on that stage shows the other side.
在舞台的另一边,
there's an old man with a long beard.
有一位老人有很长的胡须.
His clothes are old and they're torn and tattered.
衣衫褴褛.
And he hardly can make his way out the door.
踉踉跄跄.
And that, of course, is supposed to be the old year.
这就代表过去的一年.
That old year with all of its problems and all the bad things that happened.
这过去一年, 各种各样的问题, 各种不如意的事情.
And we say goodbye, old year, and all those old problems.
我们要对他们说再见.
And now we have a new year with great hope and joy and expectancy.
新的一年充满了盼望,
now, that picture is partially true, but it's also partially untrue.
这幅图画, 不是完全正确的,
because we know that the new year is going to bring some challenges to us. And we can't predict that everything will be just wonderful and rosy. And on the other side, last year was maybe a difficult year. But there were also some joyful moments. And we can look back over last year and say, yes, this is where God blessed me.
我们当我们回顾一年的时候，我们可以看到神给我们的祝福。
That's why I said this is only partially true.
所以我说这幅图画不是完全正确的。
But you know there's a picture in the New Testament.
我们知道在新约圣经里面也有这样一幅图画。
And we find it exactly in the scripture we just read together.
在我们刚刚读过的经文里面就是这幅图画。
You say, well, I didn't see any picture there.
但你说我并没有看到一幅图画。
But you know, when we read the Bible, we can't just get everything at the first reading.
当我们读圣经的时候，并不是开始一读的时候，我们就可以理解里面一切的意思。
That's why we need to study it.
这是所以我们要学习。
Now, did you notice that in that scripture we read, it talks about an old man called Simeon?
记得吗？在这个经文里面读到一位老人，他的名字叫西面。
Do you remember reading that?
你还记得吗？
Well, we forget so quickly. It was just 5 minutes ago we read.
我们非常的健忘, 5分钟前的可能就忘记了。
But if you have Bibles, open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2.
如果您有圣经的话, 请打开路加福音第二章。
I think it's always wonderful to have it on the screen and everywhere else, but it's much better to have it right in front of you so you can look at it.
经文在这个屏幕上当然很好, 但是呢, 最好呢, 是在你面前有一本圣经,
and in the scripture, we hear about that old man, Simeon.
在这个经文里面, 我们读到这位老人家, 他叫西面。
And we also see about that little baby called Jesus.
我们也看到一个小婴孩，他的名字是耶稣。
And here we have two personalities.
我们这边有两种人格。
But both of them represent a message of hope.
但他们都代表着这个盼望的信息。
And one of the things this world needs more than anything else is hope.
那这个世界最需要的就是盼望。
We get so easily discouraged with what's happening in the world.
那世界上发生的事情让我们灰心沮丧。
But this picture talks about the old man speaking from the hope in his life.
但是在这里我们看到这位老人家从他的生命的盼望中来讲话。
And we hear also about this little baby representing great hope for the future.
同时我们也听到这个婴孩代表着未来的一个盼望。
But then it also talks about the death that would come to that little baby.
但是这里面也论到这个婴孩的死亡。
But because of the death of that baby, there is new hope that comes to us.
但是因为这个婴孩的死亡就带给我们新的盼望。
It's a great passage of scripture.
这是一段非常好的经文。
And I want to pass on the blessing of this passage of scripture to all of us this morning.
今天早上我就想把这段经文里面的祝福带给大家。
Now, how old was Jesus when he was brought to the temple?
当耶稣被带到圣殿里时他多大呢？
If you look at it first, you say 8 days.
如果你刚看的时候，你可能会说八天。
But you know you've got to look a little deeper.
但是你要更深入的去看。
Look at verses just before that.
看一下这个在前面的这节经文。
In verse 21.
21节。
It says, on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus.
21节讲。满了八天就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣。
Then you read the next verse.
但你读下面一节。
When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
在二十二节讲到，按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷，要把他献于主。
And that is the time we're talking about.
这是我们要讲的这个时间。
Now, after the circumcision, there was a time of purification.
在这个割礼以后，有一段洁净的日子。
Where do we find out about that?
那我们在哪里可以找到呢？
We can find that out in the Old Testament.In Leviticus chapter 12.
在旧约圣经利未记的十二章我们可以找到。
And there it talks about the process that the law required.
这里面讲到律法的规定。
In a male child after 8 days he was brought to be circumcised.
男婴出生第八天要行割礼。
And then they had to wait 30 days.
然后要等30天。
Before when the what they called the period of purification was completed,
这就是所谓洁净的日期满了。
And then they came to present that new child in the temple before God.
然后他们把这个婴孩带到圣殿里献给神。
So how old was Jesus when this happened?
那时候耶稣多大呢？
You forgot the 8 days.
你忘了前面那八天。
Can you add up 8 plus 33?
八加33。
41 days.
所以耶稣那时候是41天大。
Okay, that's exactly what the Bible says. Now, in the case of a girl, the mother had to wait 60 days.
但如果是生了女孩子，妈妈要等60天才洁净。
I don't know why.
我也不知道为什么。
Maybe girls are a little more difficult.
女孩子可能比较难对付一点。
But anyway, here we find out Jesus was 41 days old.
这里我们知道耶稣那时候是41天大。
And the parents brought Jesus to the temple to present him before the Lord.
他的父母亲把他带到了圣殿里要献与神。
Because God had commanded that the firstborn belong to him.
因为神吩咐头生的都是属于他的。
So in the case of a male child, they had a special sacrifice, in this case, to birds that they offered to God for their child.
所以头生的男孩他们这里面有一个特别的仪式要献与神。
All right, now let's look at that story.
好，我们现在就来看这个故事。
It talks about Simeon.
这里面讲到西面。
What do we know about Simeon?
我们对西面的了解有多少呢？
We don't know very much.
我们其实并不太了解他。
In fact, this is the only passage in Scripture that tells us anything about Simeon.
在圣经里只有这段经文谈到西面。
There is no other mention.
他在圣经的其他地方没有谈到他。
But we learn two things about him.
但我们了解到两件事。
And they are sufficient for us.
对我们来说已经足够了。
Because Simeon sets a huge example for each of us.
因为西面给我们树立了一个好的榜样。
The first thing it says, Simeon was a righteous man.
首先他说西面是一个公义的人。
And obviously he had spent much time in the temple.
他花很多时间在圣殿里。
Now, when it says he was a righteous man, what does it mean to be a righteous man?
当说到他是一个公义的人，这是什么意思呢？那公义是什么意思？
When somebody asks you, what is righteousness?
当有人问你，那什么是公义？
How do you answer that?
你怎么回答呢？
I'm going to give you a very simple answer for that.
我有一个非常简单的答案。
If you are righteous, it means you are right with God.
如果你和神有一个正确的关系，那你就是一个公义的人。
A man or a woman that is in a right relationship with God is righteous.
无论是男人或女人，只要跟神有一个正确的关系，那就是公义的人。
If you are not right with God, God calls you unrighteous.
但如果你跟神没有一个正确的关系，那你就是一个不义的人。
That's a very simple thing, isn't it?
非常简单，对吧？
So if I ask you the question, are you righteous?
那如果我问您，您是不是公义的？
You can either say, yes, I am, or I am not.
你可以说是或不是。
If you have a right relationship with God, then you're righteous.
如果您跟神有一个对的关系，那您就是公义的。
Now, that was an amazing thing here.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
Simeon is called by God. He was a righteous man.
神称西面为公义的人。
Now, how do you become righteous?
那你怎么样成为公义呢？
Now, this year there is a huge celebration in Germany.
今年在德国有一个很重要的庆典。
It's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
是宗教改革运动500周年的纪念。
It was 500 years ago that a young Catholic priest by the name of Martin Luther made a huge statement.
在500年前有一个天主教的年轻的神父名叫马丁路德，他做了一个重要的宣言。
He had written down 95 different topics.
他写下了95条论纲。
And he took them and nailed them to the door of a very famous church.
然后他把这个95条论纲贴在一个非常有名的教堂的门口。
And particularly what he emphasized was righteousness.
他在那里所强调的就是公义。
Luther had come to a conclusion in his mind what righteousness was really all about.
然后路德对于什么是公义，他得出了一个结论。
As a young priest, he was very much interested in finding what righteousness meant.
作为一个年轻的神父，他非常渴望了解到什么是公义。
He was so intent that he would fast for many days.
他会很多天的禁食。
He spent hours and hours in prayer.
长时间的祷告。
He wanted to find out what does it mean to be righteous.
他想寻找什么是公义。
How can I become righteous?
怎样才能成为公义？
Because he felt even with all the things he was doing, he was still unrighteous inside.
他感觉到无论他如做什么，他的 内心还是不易的。
He went on a pilgrimage to Rome.
他去罗马朝拜。
He saw that big St. Peter's Cathedral.
他看到圣彼得大教堂。
There are many steps going up to that cathedral.
啊，有很多的台阶。
And he would climb up each step on his knees.
他就跪下，用膝盖往上爬。
He thought maybe that would bring him to a place of righteousness.
他想，也许那样会使他成为公义。
But when he looked around, he found there was so much unrighteousness even among the priests.
但是他环顾四周，他发现，甚至在神父当中也有很多的不义。
And finally, his eagerness to find out drove him to the scriptures.
所以他为了寻找这个答案，最后他来到去读圣经。
And he discovered something.
他发现了一样东西。
He discovered one little phrase.
他看到了一节经文。
He had never found that before.
他从来没有注意到。
We find it in Romans chapter 1.
是在罗马书一章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Let me read it to you.
我来读一下。
For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last.Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
十七节，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
That little phrase, the righteous will live by faith.
这一小节经文，义人必因信得生。
He discovered righteousness does not come to us because of what we do.
因为并不是靠着我们的行为我们可以得到公义。
Righteousness comes to us because of what God has done.
只有通过神所做的我们才能够得到公义。
And it comes by faith.
这是从信来的。
As we put our trust in God.
当我们信靠神的时候，
As we trust in His promises,
当我们信靠他的应许的
时候, as we believe in His word,
当我们相信他的话,
and accept what He has done for us, that makes us righteous.
当我们接受他为我们做的这一切,
and of course,
我们才能成为公义。
For us, as we look back, we see that's why Jesus died on the cross.
这就是为什么啊、耶稣为在十字架上为我们而死。
And when He died, He died.For our sins.
他死是为我们的罪死。
And if I believe that in my heart,
如果我从心里面相信,
and if I accept that gift of eternal life from him,
我就接受了这个永生的礼物,
then God says, now you're righteous.
那神就称我们为义。
That is what Martin Luther discovered.
这就是马丁路德所发现的。
And all of a sudden, it looked like the blindness was gone from his eyes.
一下子他就从这个黑暗中看到了光明。
And he said, "Now I know how I can be righteous."
他说啊，现在我知道我怎样成为公义。
Not by my own works.
不是靠我自己的行为。
But by believing in what he has done for me.
而是相信神为我所做的一切。
And so God looks at us through our faith and accepts us into His family.
神通过我们的信来看我们，然后把我们接纳成为他的儿女。
I love the Chinese character for righteousness.
我非常喜欢汉字里的义字。
Now, if you are just born here in America and have never studied Chinese, you wouldn't know what it is.
如果您是在美国出生，没有学过中文，可能不知道这个，不认识这个字。
So if I talk to ABCs, they don't know what I mean.
ABC 可能是不知道我在讲。
But all of us know that it's the character with two parts.
这个字有两部分。
There's a lamb.
上面是一只羔羊。
And underneath the character for me.
下面是一个我字。
When God looks at us,
当神看我们的时候
He sees first the Lamb of God that was pure and without sin.
他看到纯洁无罪的羔羊。
And underneath we are.
下面是我们。
See, it's his righteousness that makes makes us righteous.
是他的义成为我们的义。
What a wonderful character.
啊，这是多么好的一个字。
Where did it come from?
这个字从哪来的呢？
啊？It's been in Chinese culture and language for thousands of years, probably.
在中国文化里，这个字已经存在了几千年了。
I think God had a hand in that.
但是这里面肯定有神的作为。
It's amazing.
多么的奇妙。
And when we think of Simeon,
当我们想到西面的时候
he didn't know anything about the cross.
但他并不认识十字架。
But just like Abraham was pronounced righteous because of his faith in the promises of God, so Simeon was also counted as righteous.
正如亚伯拉罕相信神的应许，他被称为义，同样西面也是这样。
So Simeon was a righteous man.
西面是一个公义的人。
Is it wonderful to think about that when we read this?
当我们读这个经文是这样想，是不是非常的棒？
It said the second thing about him.
还有一件事。
He was a devout man.
他是个虔诚的人。
What's a devout man?
什么是虔诚的人？
A devout man is a faithful follower.
虔诚的人就是一个忠心的追随者。
Someone who lives faithfully following and obeying the commands of God.
就是那些忠心的顺服顺从神的诫命的人。
He was totally committed to live under God's rule in his life.
他全然委身让神来掌管自己的生命。
You know, there are not many people like that.
这样的人并不多见。
But I think it is something that all of us desperately need in our lives.
但是我们非常的需要。
There are many that start that Christian life, and they are faithful in the beginning days.
许多人在他们这个基督的生命开始的时候，他们是非常的忠心。
But as they get older, they gradually stop being faithful.
但是随着岁月流逝，年龄的增长，他们渐渐的不那么忠心了。
And one of my prayers for myself constantly is, Lord, I want to be a devout.A faithful follower of yours till the end of my days.
我对神的祷告是让我能够在我的有生之年啊忠心啊虔诚。
You know, in the Old Testament, we have a verse that says, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the world, all the earth, to find someone and to strengthen those who are fully committed to Him."
在旧约圣经里有一段经文，就说耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
And when God finds somebody like that,
当神找到这样的人
，God is greatly delighted.
神非常的喜悦。
And He rewards that.
他也赏赐他们。
What was the reward that He gave to Simeon?
那他给西面的赏赐是什么呢
？I'll tell you in a minute.
我马上就告诉您。
At that time, the Jewish people living in Israel were under the domination of the Romans.
当时的以色列犹太人是处在这个罗马帝国的统治之下。
They all recognized they were God's chosen people.
他们都认为自己是神的选民。
But they ended up in a terrible situation.
但是他们的处境却不太好。
A foreign power had come in and were telling them what to do. A foreign power had come in.
就是外来的势力来统治他们来掌管他们。
They were no longer free.
他们不再是自由的。
They had Roman soldiers all over the place.
罗马的士兵到处在管理他们。
But they all remembered that they were God's chosen people.
他们还是牢记他们是神的选民。
God had made a promise to Abraham 2,000 years earlier.
在那时的2000多年前亚伯拉罕已经给他们一个应许。
And God says, I'm selecting you from all the people of the earth to be my people.
我从万民中拣选你们做我的子民。
And the Jews never forgot that.
那犹太人是永远不会忘记的。
And they were waiting for a promise God had made to them through the prophets that one day he would send the Messiah.
他们一直相信啊，圣经中的应许就是有一天弥赛亚会来临。
Who is the Messiah?
那弥赛亚是谁呢？
He was the one that would come and reestablish the power of Israel as a king.
就是那位要恢复以色列荣耀权柄的君王。
He would be the anointed one from God.
他是神的受膏者。
And the Jews were waiting for that one to come.
犹太人就在等候这位弥赛亚。
And now listen to what happened next.
那下面发生什么呢？
The Bible tells him that God had made him a promise.
那神已经给他一个应许。
Because it says the Holy Spirit had told him very clearly that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah.
因为圣灵告诉他在他有生之年一定会看到弥赛亚。
Imagine this old man.
想象一下
who is
这位垂暮的老人，他是一位公义的人。
He is a devout follower of God.
也是一个虔诚的追随神的人。
And God says, I'm going to reward you for your faith.
神说，我要因为你的信心而奖赏你。
I'm going to tell you something that nobody else knows.
我要告诉你一件事是别人不知道的。
Now, wouldn't you like to be a person like that?
你想不想成为这样的人？
That God would reveal some things to you that nobody else knows?
神向你启示一件别人不知道的事情。
This is what happened to Simeon.
这就是发生在西面身上。
God says you're going to be immortal. You will not die until your eyes have seen that Messiah.
因为神应许他，在他未死之前，他必看见弥赛亚。
Now, the Jews did not expect the Messiah to come as a baby.
但犹太人并不相信弥赛亚会是一个小婴孩。
He would come in as a mighty king.
他应该是一位大能的君王。
Probably riding on a big white horse.
骑着白马。
With thousands of soldiers behind him.
成千上万的战士跟随他。
And no enemy power could resist him.
没有敌人能够战胜他。
And he would reestablish the kingdom of Israel.
他要恢复以色列的国度。
And he would rule over all the world.
他要统管世界。
The Messiah.
这就是弥赛亚。
But you know, Simeon saw things that other people didn't see.
但是西面看到了别人所没有看到的。
God had opened his eyes.
神开了他的眼睛。
And what happened when he saw Jesus?
当他看到耶稣的时候
he saw Jesus, that little baby.
他看到这个小婴孩
And God said to him, "This is the Messiah."
神告诉他，这就是弥赛亚。
Now Simeon could have said, "No, Lord, that can't be the Messiah."
那西面完全可以说，这不可能。
But Simeon believed.
但是西面相信了。
Simeon was a man of faith.
西面是一个有信心的人。
And when God said to him, Joseph and Mary are bringing this baby, and when he saw it, he said, "This is the Messiah." He believed it.
当神告诉他，当约瑟和玛利亚把这个婴孩带到圣殿时，神说这就是弥赛亚啊，西面就相信了。
And as this couple walks into the temple.
当这对夫妇走进圣殿
He takes that baby out of the parents' arms.
他从他们父母亲手中接过这个婴孩
And he starts praising God.
他开始颂赞神
And he says, "Sovereign Lord, you, as you have promised."
他说主啊，如今可以照你的话
See, he believed the promises of God.
他相信神的话。
When God promises something, God always keeps his promises.
神的应许，神总会成就。
And he believed that.
他相信着。
Do you believe when God makes you a promise, he'll keep it?
当神给你一个应许的时候，你相不相信？
Or do you say, well, maybe he will, maybe he won't?
或者你说啊，也许。
God rejoices when people believe in his promises.
当我们相信神的应许的时候，神就会喜乐。
And the next thing he says, Now you can dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation.
然后他说，可以释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
And you know the name Jesus means salvation.
你知道耶稣这个名字的意思就是救恩。
And he says, now I can die in peace.
他说，我现在我可以安然去世。
I'm an old man.
我是一个垂暮的老人。
I've been waiting for the promise of God to be fulfilled.
我一直在盼望啊神的应许的实现。
And now,I'm seeing God's promise being fulfilled before my eyes.
那我现在亲眼看到神的应许被成就了。
I can die in peace.
我可以安然去世。
Some time ago, I was at the bedside of a man who was dying.
有一次我在一位临终者的床前。
What do you say to a man who is dying?
你对临终者会说什么呢？
I asked him a question.
我问了他一个问题。
And my question was, are you ready to die?
我问他，你准备好去世了吗？
That's the best question I could ask him.
这是一个我可以问的最好的一个问题。
I'll never forget his answer.
我永远不会忘记他的回答。
He said, yes, I am.
他说，是的。
And then he told me why.
然后他解释给我听。
He said, I am at peace with God, and I am at peace with all men.
他说，我和神和好，和人和睦。
He was right with God, and he was right with people.
他和神有个和好的关系，但是他和人也有和睦的关系。
He said, I'm ready to go.
我准备好。
Wasn't that a great answer?
有多么好的一个回答。
This is how God wants us to face death.
当我们面临死亡的时候，神也希望我们这样做。
And if death should come to any of us here this year,
如果今年这会临到我们，
Can you say that then?
那你能不能这样回答呢？
I'm right with God.
我与神和好。
And there are no broken relationships with anyone else.
和人没有任何破碎的破裂的关系。
Now, unfortunately, in many churches, there are broken relationships in the congregation.
但很不幸的是，在很多教会，我们看到这个会众当中有这种破裂的关系。
People come to worship together.
大家一起来敬拜。
They sing.
歌唱。
They pray.
祷告。
They listen to the word of God.
听神的话语，
but they will not speak to each other.
但他们彼此之间不相往来。
They are broken relationships.
有破碎的关系。
God wants us to make them right.
神让我们改变这个。
And that's how we can find peace.
我们才可以得到平安。
And so Simeon says, Lord, now I can die in peace.
所以西面说，主啊，现在我可以安然去世了。
Did you notice that there was something else that Simeon said that was very revolutionary?
你有没有注意到，然后西面讲了另外一件事，是非常具有启示性的。
He talks about this great salvation that was.Incorporated in Jesus.
他提到来自于耶稣的这个救恩。
And he says, a light for revelation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
他说就是你在万民面前所预备的是照亮外邦人的光又是你民以色列的荣耀。
Now what he's saying here was something that was very revolutionary.
那这是一个非常了不起的一个启示。
Because the Jews had always believed that God was only a God of the Jews.
那犹太人相信 神只是犹太人的神。
God was not interested in the rest of the world.
神对世人并不感兴趣。
God was for the Jews only.
神只是为了犹太人。
You remember one time God sent a prophet to preach to a very ungodly people?
有没有记得有一次神派一位先知去向这个不敬虔的人讲道？
It was the prophet Jonah that was sent by God to go to that wicked city of Nineveh.
那就是那时候神派差派先知约拿去尼尼微。
And Jonah did not want to go.
但是约拿不愿意去。
Why didn't he want to go?
为什么呢？
Was the language too difficult?
是不是他不会讲那边的语言？
No.
不是。
Was it he didn't like the food there?
他不喜欢吃那边的食物。
No,
不是。
There was no other reason, but there was one reason.
只有一个原因。
He said, I was afraid that when I preached to them, that they would repent and God would have mercy on these wicked people.
因为他害怕他讲了道以后，那边的人悔改，那神就会对那些恶人有怜悯。
They don't deserve God's mercy.
他们不配得神的怜悯。
Only we Jews do.
只有犹太人才配得到。
Because he's our God.
因为他是我们的神。
And the rest of the world, they can go to hell.
世人都应该下地狱。
That's what Jonah thought.
这就是约拿。
And he was even willing to be thrown overboard into the sea because of his steadfast refusal to go.
他这样的不愿意，以至于他 把他扔到这个从船上扔下去，他也是不愿意改变。
And now Simeon receives a totally new revelation from God.
但在这里，西面得到了一个从神来的新的启示。
He says, "This baby representing salvation is for all the nations. It's for all the people."
因为他说到这个婴孩所带来的救恩是。为万民万邦的。
What a great truth.
这是多么伟大的真理。
And then still with a baby in his arms, he talks to the parents.
然后他抱着婴孩就对这个父母亲讲。
And especially to the mother.
特别是对母亲讲。
And he says, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and be a sign that will be spoken against so that the thoughts of many hearts be revealed, a sword will pierce your own soul.
他说，这孩子悖逆是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
You see, the message of the gospel will either be received or will be violently rejected by people.
那这福音可能会被许多人接受，但也会被许多人拒绝。
There is no middle ground.
在这里面并没有一个中间的地带。
Either you believe God or you don't.
你要么相信，要么不相信。
And then he says this terrible, terrible word to this young mother.
然后他讲了一个很悲惨的词。
A sword will pierce your own soul.
你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
That's the violent death that Jesus suffered on the cross he was referring to.
他这里面其实是讲到耶稣在十字架上这个惨烈的死亡。
But you know, it was only through the death of Jesus that we would have hope.
但也只有通过耶稣的死我们才有盼望。
It's the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.That is the foundation of our hope.
我们盼望的根基就是耶稣基督的死和复活。
And if Christ had never been raised from the dead, we would have no hope. And Paul says, we would be of all people the most miserable.
如果没有耶稣基督的复活，从死里复活，我们就没有盼望。就像保罗所说的，我们比万人都更可怜。
Joseph and Mary brought the baby into the temple because that is what the law demanded.
约瑟和玛利亚按照律法的规定把耶稣带到圣殿里。
At the same time, Simeon came into the temple because the Spirit of God told him, now go to the temple, and he obeyed.
但同时西面受到圣灵的感动也来到圣殿里，因为圣灵对他说你要去圣殿，然后他就顺服了。
And we heard just what happened.
那我们就听到刚才发生的事。
In closing, I want to give you three words that he mentions in his prayer.
在我结束前我要送给你三个词。
And these three words can be turned into a blessing that come into our lives as we follow them.
这三个词会成为我们生命中的祝福。
Here's the first one, talking about peace.
第一个词就是平安。
May God give you peace in this new year as you live a life of obedience to God.
愿神在新的一年里赐你平安，你可以过啊顺服神的生活。
And may you experience that peace of God in times of difficulty and problem.
在困难和问题中愿你经历这种平安。
Peace can become one of your key words for this year.
平安对你新的一年是非常重要的。
The second one is the word insight.
第二个词就是看见。
May you be blessed with insight from God's word and God's truth in times of great confusion and doubt.
在你困惑或怀疑的时候，愿你有从神来的，从神的话语来的看见。
And may this year your spiritual insight become clearer as you read and God reveals His word to you.
当你读圣经，愿神啊通过他的话语来启示你，让你有属灵的看见。
The word insight.
看见这个词。
And the third word is the word light.
第三个词就是光。
Simeon said that Christ was going to be a light to the Gentiles.
西面讲，耶稣是照亮外邦人的光。
And I want to challenge you with the word light that your life might become a great light in darkness.
我愿你的生命成为在黑暗中的光。
And may your life be a light that reflects the light of Christ in a darkened world in which we are living today.
愿你的生命能够反射出从基督来的光啊，照亮这个黑暗的世界。
And all for the glory of God.
这一切都是为了神的荣耀。
So may peace and insight and light bless your lives this year.
愿平安、看见和光祝福你，在新的一年里祝福你。
I cannot think of any greater blessing I could wish you for this year.
在新的一年里，我想不出比这更大的祝福。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the example of godly men and women in the scriptures.
天父，我们感谢你啊，给我们看到圣经里这么多敬虔的人的例子。
And I pray that this morning your word will have spoken to our hearts.
主，愿你今天早上啊，对我们的心来讲话。
And I pray, Lord, that we might become obedient followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们都成为啊顺服的啊跟从耶稣基督的人。
So that you can use us for your glory.
你可以用我们来彰显你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.